will continue to bring the faith out of you that creates the purpose. And the purpose will create all of the circumstances and situations that are necessary to achieve it. The goal will accomplish all the miracles needed to accomplish it. Our job is to keep our eye on the sparrow and keep focused on our purpose first and foremost, and not on how we're going to achieve it. How you're going to achieve it will naturally be revealed as you have faith and focus on the purpose. That's the answer. Then the mind says, "Well, I don't have like you. What about my faith?" Okay, here's a good answer from the Course. There is no way, and this might be hard to take. That's okay. Have we agreed some of the stuff is hard to take?
Yeah.
Okay. There is no way you could totally desire something and not manifest it. Yeah. So what you don't have faith in is what you don't really want. And it's what you don't really desire. Yes, but. No, just take it. That's what I'm saying. Just take it. I'm taking it. You take it. You take it. I'm saying, instead of wondering about so much the faith, I should be asking myself, do I really want it? See, these are different approaches, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it might be something that might work. Yeah. It's opposite to what we've been taught. It just might work. It's something I haven't tried. It just might work. Remember, the Course said earlier in this section that when you have a divided dedication, this is what happens. A divided dedication is wanting something, but at the same time not having faith in either yourself or the other persons involved to do their part. So if I say I want something, but I don't believe I can do my part, and I say I want something with you and I believe you won't do your part, he says that's dedicated. That's a dedicated, divided dedication. And a divided dedication brings contradictory results. You don't have one attitude. You have it might happen, it might not. Then you experience situations where sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. That's where that comes from. The sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't comes from a part of me believes I can have it and a part of me doesn't believe it. He said, the Course says we get opposite results because we don't have one focus. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
If I've got part of my mind that doesn't have any faith in anybody, and then I got another part of my mind that has faith in some people, then I'm going to have a reality where my faith in some people is justified and other people seem to deceive me. Mm-hmm. They are just reflecting the two halves of my own mind. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I get what appears to be opposite results, because we are in a world of duality. And in a world of duality, it looks like you can have opposite outcomes, but we don't realize the opposite outcomes come from having divided purposes. I like you and I don't like you. I believe in you and I don't believe in you. Well, I have some people who seem to be in integrity, and I have other people that seem like they don't. But I don't get that it's my own split mind that's producing the opposite results. Mm-hmm. So I have a split mind. I believe in this group, don't believe in this group. So what's going to happen is I have faith reflected back at me with this group. This one does it. And the way I'm going to handle it is I'm going to get mad at you and I'm going to see if I can change you so you'll be like group A. Mm-hmm. See, now that means I didn't deal with the real cause, which was my own split mind. So therefore, nothing I seem to do work, because the answer is in my mind right next to the problem. God is so smart that God put the answer in the same place that the problem is, which is in your mind. But we looking out here. That would be dumb for God to put the answer out here. That's not where the problem is. So the answer is hidden in the last place I expected it to be. Within me. He says in the book, in the workbook lesson 70, Only God's Plan for Salvation Will Work, he says, you have assigned your mind the role of finding everything other than itself that needs to be changed. Mm. Like, my mind's role is to come up with everything that somebody else needs to do, but not me. I'm busted. Anybody else busted?
Yeah.
We busted together, right? Okay, well, that means we are being freed.
Yes.
It means we are being freed from the patterns of the past that hurt us. Yeah, because you can't see a pattern. You cannot see a pattern and the pattern last.
Yeah.
There's no way you can see what you're doing to yourself clearly and continue to do it indefinitely. So the mere fact that you see you are creating your own pain in your own mind doesn't mean you can stop it tonight, but it does mean you're going to stop it. You may not do it tonight because the after image of the habit pattern that you built up over years and years may take a little while to fade away, but it won't take as long to fade away as it took to create it in the first place. You guarantee that. And I know it's a challenge for the McDonald's generation. You know, we want everything like that. And so therefore, if I don't get a lifetime worth of programming corrected in 1 hour, this doesn't work. If it took 20 years to release yourself from every block you have, that's nothing.
When you see a pattern, then the pattern can't last.
It can't. It's impossible for it to last. If I put my hand on the stove and it burns me, and I do that, and I see that I put my hand on the stove and it burns me, and I see I put my hand on the stove and it burns me, sooner or later I'm gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? So at the very beginning, when someone realizes the truth, they realize the truth, but they're not able to apply the truth yet because they're just doing the very beginning, which is the most powerful part of all, is when you see your pattern. And when you see your pattern for the first time, the temptation will be to take the blame off of other people and put the blame on you. The first thing that's going to come up is, okay, it's not so much everybody else, but look at what I'm doing to myself. Okay, if you do that, that's the exact same thing as blaming everybody else, because you're one with everybody. So you got to let go of blame, period. That's what it meant when it says they didn't do it and you didn't either. You just thought you did. The premise is you all are perfect, loving beings, and nothing you can do can change that. You can make some mistakes. Mistakes are for correction. And you can tell when you're making a mistake because of pain and discomfort and fear. But it has nothing to do with sin any more than it's a sin when you put your hand on a hot stove and you're hurting because you sinned. You're not hurting because you've sinned. You're hurting because you put your hand on a hot stove. You're not hurting because you're sinful. You're hurting because you don't know the laws of love, and I don't know the laws of love, and we're learning the right laws of love, and now we're misapplying the laws, and that's what's hurting us. But it doesn't make us sinners. It just makes us in error. But an error is not as attractive as a sin. And let me share what the Course says about that. You know why?
Why?
If I'm just a sinner, I can't help it. If it's a mistake, then I got to do something about it. So believing in sin can be just a convenient way to blame something outside of yourself and never have to take any responsibility for your own unloving acts. The devil made me do it. See, that's not the same as Earl did it because of his own misperceptions. Now I'm blaming some external force that I seem to have no control over that's doing it to me, and I just couldn't help it. Well, if I just couldn't help it, then I have no power to change it. I have no motivation to change it. I can definitely understand why it would be popular to believe in sin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
also a sin, it seems very popular just to have to feel guilty about it, not to actually do anything.
That's what I'm saying too. Yeah, just feeling bad is enough.
Yeah.
I don't have to actually correct this action. I'll just feel bad about this action, and now I am a better person. That's another way of not changing. Mm-hmm. But thinking that you've done great things. And people do it all the time. I'll just feel bad. Like, if I just feel bad, I've changed my mind. Now, the problem with an error is this, but it's also the thing that's cool about an error, okay? If you see a relationship that brings you pain as a mistake,